you're completely, completely not telling this properly. I'm going to drop kick you all the way to Katniss Everdeen.
Hey guys, it's boyfriend and my girlfriend.
Hi, I'm girlfriend.
Hi, my name is Jeremy and this is my girlfriend Lauren.
Hi, I'm girlfriend.
Did you want to go ahead and just introduce yourself to the audience?
I'm girlfriend, I did.
Okay.
I'm
like,
girlfriend.
What makes you you?
I am Jeremy's girlfriend.
Okay.
And I'm also the girlfriend of the Jeremy Lewis.
Okay, got it. That is the resume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to the number one show in Latvia. And as of this week.
Yeah.
Did you want to share the big news?
We are also the number one show in Tasmania.
That's not what I was thinking.
Oh, wait, did you know that we have a friend from Tasmania?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a couple actually.
No, I think just one. I'm pretty sure Kane is just from Tasmania, right? Tasmania?
Is Sarah not from Tasmania?
No, I don't think so.
Got it.
Yeah. Can't remember. Yeah. Anyways.
Welcome back to the number one show in Latvia, Tasmania, and Brazil.
Woo!
It's definitely not the number one show in Brazil, but I did see we were trending there and India, so.
That's exciting.
If you're from Brazil, or India or Tasmania, we're on somewhere between the number one and 10,000th show. Only you can make that delta smaller.
I love that. Also, I just realized that we look like a motherfucking San Pellegrino ad over here. And I just want you to know, San Pellegrino, that our DMs are open in the event. I should rip this fucking label off. No free promo.
Supporting small businesses like San Pellegrino.
Small businesses, my ass.
I wonder who owns San Pellegrino.
I don't know. I feel like this is not the riveting conversation that people were signing up for today when they clicked into the podcast.
Yeah, let's talk about you launching your OnlyFans. That'll get the fucking clicks going.
I'm not kidding. I have had a few DM requests to ask for an OnlyFans.
Nestle owns San Pellegrino.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, Nestle did a great job of like diversifying their portfolio to make it feel like they were doing something luxe.
I think Nestle does a lot more than you think they do.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
So anyway, are you starting OnlyFans? Is that a thing?
No, I'm not starting OnlyFans. I don't think that I would be able to keep my HBO Max show. Like, although Craftopia is not a kid's show, especially season two. Season two is like edgy. It's adult crafters. The judges are edgy and they let us like be a little more, off the cuff and like sassy.
Ooh.
So although Craftopia is not a kid's show, and HBO Max is by far not a kid's fucking network. I don't know if they would allow an OnlyFans. I think they might draw the line there for me.
I mean, I think there's an argument on both sides.
Yeah.
And needless to say, I don't necessarily, think it's a great idea for you to start an OnlyFans, but I also think it's a bad idea.
Here's the thing. I think my revenue streams right now are quite diversified and I'm happy as to where I am, but that's not to say that I would be against throwing up a bikini photo to make a lot of money. Shboob.
Yes.
And for the caption person, that is S-H-B-O-O-B. Shboob.
Want to use that in a sentence?
Hello, Shboob. How was your day this week?
Country of origin?
Los Angeles, California.
Country.
USA.
Of origin. Okay, got it. Yeah.
Yeah, Shboob. I've seen it with a C, an S-C-H-B-O-O-B, and I've also seen Shboob. People think it's Shboob.
It's not Shboob.
It's not Shboob.
It's not Shboob.
It's Shboob.
As in what? Boob and?
Boob with a sh on the beginning of it.
And what? How do we get there?
I don't know. I've literally have no idea.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think we said that. We said newts. Which are nuts.
We said news, but no one said anything about it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. In the last podcast, we ended the recording. We're like, we said a lot of weird shit. This happens. Maybe it's just my relationships, but like, no, you know what? I feel like this is widespread. Is that like when you date someone long enough, you have your own vocabulary.
Okay. Go on.
Right?
Like,
I don't know. Shboob is like our pet name. So instead of saying babe, which mm-hmm. is not, we don't not say babe, but Shboob is much more frequent.
Right.
And then for nuts, you would say newts.
Newts, right.
Moose is bubbies.
Bubbies.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Or
bobbers.
Schnoog. Schnoog.
Which would be S-H-N-O-O-G.
Yeah, schnoog.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. That one's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
What else?
I would love, and it's funny because I can't think about where everything came from.
Yeah.
But I agree.
Right.
And I'd almost go as far as say that if you don't have your own language with your partner.
Right.
I'm not sure that I'm buying into that relationship.
I agree. I agree.
No one cares whether we buy into the relationship or not. I'm just saying that I've noticed a pattern in healthy relationships where mm-hmm. we make up our own language, mm-hmm. similar to like a pig Latin, mm-hmm. but less structure.
Yes.
And assign that at will.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, Lauren would, if I were to use her name, in fact, in the last week, I can think of a time or two where I've used her name, and it's as if I insulted her entire lineage when I say, Lauren, this. Like, what? I thought you're mad at me for using my name.
Okay, there's some like past relationship PTSD there that we don't need to go into, but I do think it's what?
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 Were you just gonna cut them out of the conversation?
Cut. I dated someone who, it was out of resentment where they knew that I wanted to like use babe or anything, literally anything. Except
you wanted
for,
to
like,
use some pet names, didn't you?
What do you use pet names?
Some little Nicky names.
Some Nicky names.
I get it.
Yeah. Ooh, another one of ours is Buddy Cheeks.
Ooh.
Buddy Cheeks.
What else are they called?
I don't know. I only know them as Buddy Cheeks.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I was in a relationship where they knew that I wanted to use anything except for like your full ass name. And because they knew that I wanted that, they went out of their way to make sure that that never happened.
Mm.
So like it was just always Lauren, no matter what the circumstances were. And because I knew it was out of a place of resentment, it like every time they would say my name, it was just like, like getting like a little like to the face.
Were those nuts to the face or what?
No. That'd be more like a.
You know.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
So anyway.
Now I can't use your name without you thinking.
It makes me like flinch. It makes me flinch.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think maybe you should talk about that in therapy for a little bit. Just on the off chance, I use your name.
Well. There's a time and place for it. Like when you're in public, like obviously if I yelled out shboob across the grocery store, you would for sure turn around. But in a public place, like it is very normal to be like, Jeremy.
What is it? Let's play a game of trivia. What is the nickname that I cannot stand?
That you can't stand. That you can't stand. Oh, Jer Bear.
No.
Oh, it's not Jer Bear?
No.
Oh.
No, not for me.
Oh.
A nickname that is commonly used or a word or a thing.
Oh.
Three letters.
Three letters?
And so used non-ironically.
So you don't like saying it to someone?
I would never say this.
You would never say it. And you don't like when you hear someone say it?
Yeah.
Three letters?
Bay.
Oh, bay.
Just bay.
Oh, bay.
Yeah. I just can't do it.
Bay is tough. I feel like bay is out now. Like people were really obsessed with bay for a long time, but I feel like bay has had its time.
Run its course.
And it's retired. Bay is retired.
It's time to move on.
It's time to move on.
And eventually shboob will move on.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know if it will.
No, we'll
move
on.
This is the stickiest one we've ever had.
Oh, sticky.
Okay, well, you know what I mean? Like this is the most long lasting. This is the most longevity.
The most long?
The most long that we've ever
another nickname for me
had one. The most long.
And if you're audio only, Lauren's face looks like she's welcoming and warm to that suggestion.
Well.
The amount of times Lauren looks at me as if I have the smallest penis on this podcast, I swear to God.
The longest.
That was okay.
The longest.
Okay.
But also like when I think of really, really long, I think of a pencil dick and you don't want that. So like I like now I feel like I have to go out of my way to say like it is of great.
Well, consider me entertained for this one.
I was going to use the word girth, but I just can't even get through it.
I knew you couldn't.
I can't get through it, seriously.
Go ahead.
No, but when you think of like the longest, uh-huh. I think of, and we've spoken about the pencil dick in past episodes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I just, the pencil dick makes me like, gives me like the icks a
so
little
are
bit.
Are you saying I'm the most proportional?
Yes. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
It is of great length and great girth.
And even greater proportion.
I hate the word girth. It's a horrible.
What would you like to use instead?
There's no other way. That's why I had to use it because there's no other alternatives.
If you were to use a sound effect to describe the word girth, what would you go with?
Yeah.
Nah, I'll give you mine.
Okay. Ew, I hated that.
Yeah, what?
It was accurate. For sure. It was accurate for sure.
What's the word called when when a word sounds like what it is? Like
I boom. No fucking idea. Onomatopoeia?
Yeah, it's not that.
You are really on your own for this one. I just want to let you know.
Onomatopoeia.
It is onomatopoeia?
Yeah.
Let's
onomatopoeia go. Onomatopoeia is the process of creating a word that phonetically imitates, resembles, or suggests the sound Don't cut that, Anna. We'll just keep that right in there. Or suggests the sound that it describes. Such a word itself is also common, is called an onomatopoeia. Common onomatopoeias include animal noises such as oink, meow, roar, or chirp.
Huh.
Boom.
Onomatopoeia.
Not to be confused with girth. So now that we've established all of that.
Uh-huh. And I don't even know how we got here. How did we get here?
Our own language.
Own language.
Mm-hmm.
Shboob.
Yep. Yep.
How do we get to dicks though? How do we get over
we
here?
We always get to dicks.
I know. How do we get here?
Let's backtrack.
Beep, yeah, beep.
Beep. Another beep. Onomatopoeia.
Beep.
Mm.
Beep.
Beep.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Lauren, would you like to describe your, would you like to give us your mental health rating this week?
Ooh, yes, I would. So I have been rating my mental health at the end of every day. I jot down a few notes of how my day was, what my triggers were, and just like overall what I did. Very helpful, honestly. If someone is experiencing anxiety or also just like trying out medication, or also just if you're fucking curious how your brain is doing. My brain did not have a great week this week, as it has not for the past 4 months.
You know, it's been a downward trend.
Right.
But you know what comes after downward trends?
Rock bottom.
No.
Oh.
Up.
Lower than rock bottom?
To the moon.
To the moon.
Up and to the right.
To the moon.
Just like your portfolio.
There's a SpongeBob episode where he hits rock bottom and it's like a city. And that's where I feel like my brain is at right now.
A city? Rock bottom?
Is the city called Rock Bottom.
As opposed to Bikini Bottom.
Yeah, I would like to be in Bikini Bottom. That is the goal.
I would like you to be in Bikini Bottom.
And so anyway, mental health rating of the week is probably about a... I'm teetering on a 5.9 and a 6.1. Somewhere in between those two ratings is probably where I'd sit myself for this past week. But I've decided that I no longer want to be in rock bottom. And this is always what happens with anxiety medication, is that you don't realize that shit has been so bad for so long because you're waiting for your new meds to kick in. And then all of a sudden 3 to 4 months go by and you're like, damn, I still feel bad.
I think that probably applies to a lot of life.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then it usually takes someone in your life from an outsider perspective to be like, damn, you've been rough for like a couple months. And you're like, holy shit, I have been like really bad for so long. So,
and who is that?
You, that was you.
Okay, got it.
That said that.
Is that me that's saying like you've been on a downward trajectory?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But it's not like, it's not a bad thing. It really just like stops you in your tracks and you're like, oh my God, like I have just been getting continuously worse. And like the goal when I started changing meds was to get better.
Right. You didn't say, let's fuck around with what's going on real quick and just see what happens.
Right. Like you don't change meds when things are going well.
No. Very few times do you do anything different when things are going well, actually.
Right. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, yeah, I think that's actually playing into our larger theme here today. But
It is. So anyways, I've decided that I have been in the city of rock bottom for too long. I would like to start... not being population Lauren in rock bottom. And so I am on a new journey of medication change, which my psychiatrist hasn't acknowledged yet, but there is an email in his inbox as of last night.
Oh, okay. So this change is you driven.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of times you have to kind of be the one in the driver's seat to be like, hey, I don't know if this is doing anything. If not, it's making it worse. Hello. Because he's just there to give you information to be like, based on your side effects, based on like all those like tests they run on my brain. And he's just there to like give his best,
guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel good about that?
I don't feel like I could feel worse about it.
I don't think you should say that. I think there's always a world where you can feel worse.
Sure. But like, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm being a realist. Normally I am an optimist in almost every respect, but me and my brain we're beefing right now.
Okay.
We are beefing and it's not a good, healthy relationship.
But you and your body.
Also beefing.
What?
Also beefing.
What do you mean?
Because your mind is directly connected to your body.
I know, but your body's getting hot.
Well, you can thank my two boxing sessions a week for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say that I am actively trying to bail out of tennis tomorrow night and I need you to know that.
We're not bailing out of tennis tomorrow night.
Makes me anxious and I actively try and find little ways that I could potentially
enjoy
cancel.
Tennis. It's the only thing that I do to move all week.
Right. So it's great if you go.
I don't want to go alone.
You do great. You do so much better when I'm not there. Anyways.
Okay. Anyway, I'm going to do that thing that you and influencers do and say, I've got like a lot of exciting things coming up I can't talk about yet and just build anticipation for something that doesn't exist for anybody else yet. Well, and Could you walk me through how to do that? Because, you know, I've got some exciting things in the works.
Oh, here. So here is how you do it.
Yeah. Can you walk me through? So you know what's going on in my life. Very few people do.
Right.
You see how I did that? I go, very few people do. It's still very much in the wraps.
No. You're going too far into it. Here it goes.
Here, it's actually like this. Let's do an exercise. You set the table for how it is you would describe the things that are coming from in my life as a professional.
Like, as if I'm making the announcement.
Well, not the announcement, but.
The pre-announcement.
Yeah.
Yeah. It goes like this. Guys, I am working on something that is so exciting I cannot wait to share it with you. I've been working on it for so long and I know you're gonna love it. I know you're gonna love it so much. I put my heart and soul into it. My team has been backing this whole project for so long and it's been in the works and I'm so close to finally being able to tell you about it. And I promise that I will tell you as soon as I can. And I'm just dying. I'm dying to tell you. But exciting things are coming and I cannot wait to share them with you. So make sure you follow me on social media because that'll probably be the first place I announce it. But can't wait to tell you guys what I've been working on. How'd I do?
Hit subscribe.
How did I do?
Hit the bell too.
The amount of fucking times that YouTubers, including myself, have done that. But you know what I will say is that like I've gotten better about choosing which projects that I want to do that with because sometimes I genuinely feel like that.
Right.
And it's so, especially when it becomes such like, okay, it's like Craftopia, for example, when I wasn't allowed to announce that, but it was consuming my life. It's so hard to vlog authentically about what's happening in your life when you can't talk about what's happening in your life.
I mean, that's actually oddly similar to my scenario.
Yeah, it's not similar.
Yeah.
So anyway, Jeremy's got exciting things coming up and he can't talk about it yet, but you're going to be so excited when you hear what it is.
It's going to be huge.
Huge.
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
It's sizable.
Yeah.
One might say it's got girth.
No. It does have girth, but I just don't want to hear that sound again.
Okay. Yeah. Would you rather hear the word girth or hear that sound seven times?
Seven times.
All right, fine. One to one, girth or the sound.
One to one. I might actually take the sound.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, that wasn't an invitation.
Girth.
Actually, you know what? Maybe no, I take girth. The
girth.
Word. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Girth. Ugh. It's the inflection.
It's the inflection for sure.
Okay, so beyond us teasing that, we've got merch coming out. It's pretty fucking sick.
You saw it last episode.
Did you talk about the hat?
Oh, we didn't talk about the hat.
We've got a dad hat coming out. No, but like we wanted to find the balance between, and I don't know the price point on this because no one tells me anything. And also I don't deserve to know anything because it's not my wheelhouse. But anyway, we wanted to find different priced objects so that people could like have their okay, got it. Can't afford that. It's a little bit cheaper. We can get this, but the quality's still fucking fire. Because Fandroid Chris and Felicia Fox.
And embroidery dad hats coming soon.
Embroidered dad hats.
Yeah. They're also print on demand, which is great. So like as soon as someone orders them, they just like get printed and shipped out to them.
Yeah.
It's great.
And I am a cutie in a hat.
You are a cutie in a hat.
Lauren, if I were to wear a 3-piece custom bespoke Tom Ford suit and, or the option was me to show up in some gray sweatpants and some Lululemon hoodies, Lauren would pick the latter. Every time.
Depends on where we were going.
Okay.
But well, if I was building a sim, right, to make them look really hot, I would build the sim as the second option there.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Speaking of sim, did you want to tell people about your coin? Or are you good?
My coin?
Yeah, your Lord DIY coin on BitCloud?
No, I don't even know what I'm talking about on BitCloud. I don't know what's going on. Okay. I don't know what's going on.
Got it. Well, you know.
I'm for sale as a coin.
Jakey Diamond Hands Udell.
Yeah, I'm for sale as a coin and I don't know what that means. It's not an NFT, but I don't really know what's going on. But you can buy me as a coin, right?
You can. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
I think I own some of me.
I own some of you.
I own some of me too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We own some of us.
I have no idea what's going on.
Anyway. Okay, so did you set the table or do you want me to set the table?
Go ahead.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall, like I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So Lauren sent me a TikTok that we should show and find some way to pull the audio so we don't get this whole thing demonetized. Uh-huh. But Lauren sent me a TikTok that is, how'd you describe it? So if you've had ears or a telephone and the internet for the last week, you've probably seen the fact that the Suez Canal is currently jammed by a boat that is longer than the Empire State Building is tall, just fucking sideways.
Yeah.
And when I didn't know this until maybe a couple hours ago. Do you know how it happened?
Yeah, I was wondering how this happened. How did this happen?
Long story short, the fucking driver who was, you know, going through the Suez Canal, I guess the boat just lost power for a little bit.
And it and drifted?
Just went, and just kept going. And it's not like they have like a string and a rudder where you can just like pull it back.
Yeah.
And so the bow of this fucking ship or the front of it just went into the fucking side of it, just lodged it in there.
Right.
And now it is like the biggest like blocker for anything in and out, both fucking sides. And Lauren sent a video, we'll try and fucking show it here, but like it is hilarious to see just how much is fucked. It's not hilarious. It is ironic to see just how much this one boat that went a little bit sideways has fucked the entire world's global supply chain.
Literally. I love the internet. I really do. I hate the internet sometimes, but I really love the internet. And I love when the internet picks just like a wholesome ass meme. You know what I mean? Like no one is the butt of this joke here. It's no one's fault. No one's getting put down. You know what I mean? Like there's no cruelty involved in this in like what a lot of internet culture sometimes is based around.
A lot of bullying.
And there's so much bullying, so much fucking bullying. And this is just some fucking grade A wholesome ass humor. One of the funniest memes was, and you know what? Hopefully by the time this podcast goes up that the Suez Canal is unblocked.
I mean, it's gotta be.
I mean, so I think right now their current like plan of action is to start taking
disassembling the
shit
boat
off. Yes. It's so heavy. But I just love the meme where it's like the huge ass boat and there's a little tiny little baby tractor on the side of it trying to like push it away, and obviously it's doing absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Well, they're trying to clear, I think, the land around it so they can like move itself. I don't think they're trying to push it away.
Excavate. That makes so much more sense. But it's just the funniest fucking picture because everyone's being like, I'm trying to think of like what people are saying. Like it would be like the boat would be the Suez. Oh no, the Evernote.
Ever given.
So it's like the Ever Given is in the photo to the right and it'll say like my anxiety. And then the little excavator, the little tiny little baby tractor will be like someone saying, it's okay, don't be anxious. And it's like pushing, you know what I mean? Like it's just so funny, the memes that are coming out of this. It is hilarious. I love it. I love it so much. I love the internet.
Every once in a while, the internet gets it right.
Every once in a while, the internet gets it right. Yes.
Yeah. And it's the most raw and honest visual depiction of how every part of your fucking life, it's like all so many things can go in well, but if one little thing isn't going well, nothing else fucking matters.
I'm also the queen of that. If one thing goes wrong in my day, You know what the best example of this is? It's like if you're kind of having a bad day and I'm sure this has happened to literally everyone. Nothing makes me more irate. If you're kind of having a bad day, like it hasn't fully committed to being a bad day. So like a few things have gone like a little annoyingly wrong, but like nothing like catastrophic. And then you catch the door handle in the loop of your jeans and you get fucking ripped back. There is nothing, nothing that makes that, that is the straw that breaks the camel's back. It is the teetering moment into a horrible day.
And now compound that and do it in public. Just throw the day away. Throw the day away. Yeah. I'm gonna take the rest of it off.
Yes.
There's some things you can't come back from.
And that's one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that, or like you're in the car on the way to work back when we used to commute and just would spill on yourself before you even get to the, like you have to then figure out, am I gonna lie and come up with a bunch of grander lie about how I can't go to work because I gotta go change my shirt? Or are you just gonna show up and all day then explain to yourself, no, I'm just a fucking slob.
I always wondered if that's why people had shirts, like especially like when I lived in Toronto or commuting anytime from like my hometown to Toronto, why people had shirts hanging in their back seats. Is that why?
I think they went to the dry cleaner.
Oh.
And that's not something that you do.
Oh, yeah, I don't dry clean.
Which is a whole other can of worms.
That's, yeah, they just keep moving on.
That's okay. Can you think of anything that's, a parallel to that? Because I can.
What the fuck? My whole life is like that. I'm just such a sensitive person that like if one thing is going wrong, it just bleeds into everything, literally everything. But I think like the biggest parallel of like my life and the Suez Canal situation is like when I was so deeply unhappy in my job and making like content that I just didn't want to be making, like that made everything worse.
What do you mean?
Like I was just an unhappy person. Like when you're doing something that makes you like, the one pinnacle item, right? That I was in control. Well, I guess this isn't quite a parallel because I was technically in control. The Ever Given. Fuck! How do we forget it already? What is it? The Ever Given. I want to keep saying Katniss Everdeen for some reason.
Yeah, so it's Katniss Everdeen or Ever Given. It's either one.
Okay, so Katniss Everdeen. Yeah. So Katniss Everdeen is sitting there and she's stuck and she's like, fuck. I am stuck. You know what I mean? Like Katniss Everdeen doesn't have any, she has no control over the situation. But like when I was making shitty YouTube videos, like I had full control of that situation. So it's not quite the same parallel, but like in the sense that I was blocking myself from being happier and just like better.
Yeah, but you're like a happy, unhappy person.
Happy, unhappy. Right, but that's why I shoot myself in the foot so often because I can isolate the unhappy sometimes if it's been going on for so long. Like, so I think also
healthy.
Super healthy. Like, oh God, it's just such a, I mean, we've talked about this before. It's like when I was unhappy making shitty content that I wasn't happy with, I was also simultaneously being awarded with money and views and fans. And so like I was somehow able to justify and isolate that like little island of unhappy. Mm-hmm. And I think overall it made me a less happy person just like in general, because I wasn't excited about like my main element of life.
Which is?
Work, creativity.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really lucky in that like my job is also like my passion project and like a lot of people don't get to say that. So like, I don't wanna get it fucking twisted that I don't have the best job in the entire world.
Right.
I do, but I had such a, I don't know, the situation was.
Well, I mean like who was I talking to the other day? And it doesn't matter. Anyway, I was talking to somebody the other day about, it was like a business guy who was talking about like, how do you make money with a podcast kind of thing? Because he's like very much in business and was like fascinated the fact that like you make money with a podcast. And he was like talking to me about it. And he goes, wow, it's insane to me. Because he had just read a stat from like a nerdy, like, you know, the Business Insider or something else of just like business wise of like one of, if not the most highly sought after jobs in America and if not the world, is a YouTuber or an influencer. And it's like, what? That's fucking crazy.
No, I believe it though, because kids are growing up in a totally different time.
I wanted to be like an astronaut.
Right.
I don't know why.
Right.
But I wanted to be.
I got into a fight on Twitter with someone about this actually. I'm not gonna lie.
Go on.
Let me find the fucking tweet. He was basically just like shaming all of the creative industries. And I was just one of those moods where I was like, not today, Bill. Oh, here we go. Delian is his name.
Delian?
Yeah, fuck this guy. How depressing. Our society has failed to provide ambitious role models to our children. The top 10 jobs that kids want. YouTuber, 34.2%. Blogger and vlogger, 18.1%. Musician and singer, 16%. Actor, filmmaker, doctor, nurse. My favorite of that is that doctor. He spelled it D-O-C-T-U-R.
Doctor.
Thank fucking God that he's not a doctor, else everyone would be dead. TV presenter, athlete, teacher, writer, and lawyer.
Got it.
And so he was just like shitting on the creative industries, basically. So I clapped back and I was like, yeah, building an entire empire from home based on something you love, monetizing it and connecting with people in a really positive way. Super sucks. Worst job ever.
Yeah. What's his name?
Fucking Delian. Get fucked.
What do you think Delian does?
You wish you had a fun creative job.
What do you think Delian does?
Let me see. Hang on.
Let's find out.
Let me FBI this real quick. Oh, he is an investor. We have some mutual followers. some kind of investor. Which actually makes me think that he's probably fucking stupid, because like if he can't see the value in the influencer marketing space and you're an investor, fucked.
I mean, I think it's long been debated, but yes, I couldn't agree more. But also just like, I think we're like opening up our eyes to the fact that like people are going to have different jobs that the baby boomers aren't going to see as valuable.
Yes.
That are valuable.
100%. Even just like, the jobs are so different. The jobs are so different. Yeah. Because like the digital industry did not exist.
Well, also the industry of like, people didn't respect niches until fucking 10 years
ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the whole idea of getting into a niche was just not sustainable. And there are a lot of ways that it's still not sustainable. Don't get me wrong. But the internet has made those niches a hell of a lot easier to be sustainable.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, I mean, what's fucking Gary V's like go-to thing is that if you are passionate about jam, you can have your corner of the internet where you can do your jam business and you can find people on the internet that love like niche jam.
I love jam.
You love jam.
I would pay a premium for the right jam.
You would pay the premium for luxurious jam.
I would.
And that person can quit their day job, their shitty 9-to-5 that they fucking hate, and make bomb ass jam.
Yeah. But also like, I think that's the great thing about like, that is the best part about the internet. It connects people's interests.
Yes.
If you want it to, yes, better than you ever could in your own micro like city.
Yes. 100%. When I think about like who I hung out with when I love crafting growing up, no one. I crafted by myself.
Right.
I sat at the kitchen table fucking gluing beads to paper and painting around it. Like I didn't have anyone.
When I played sports for a decade longer than I should have, the only reason I did is because like every single time I picked up anything that wasn't a ball that I could throw was like, I didn't know you were gay.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, if being gay is singing, okay. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like
it's
and if I had the internet at the time to go, oh, there are other people like me,
right,
who don't necessarily like penis,
well, also,
but like singing.
The arts is completely not even connected to sexuality.
Well,
20 years ago.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
20 years ago for people it was.
Well, because they just like anything that wasn't just like the pinnacle of masculinity was just like, well, it's gotta be gay.
Right.
It's gotta 100%. Be gay. In fact, if you walk yourself back to Alabama right now or you know, a lot of the South, it feels the same way. It's changing. Like when I was in Kentucky, when I got there, to compare to like what it is now.
Right.
Night and day.
Right.
Long way to go, but it's just like
a progression in the right direction.
Old habits die hard.
Yeah. You know what though? When I see people like JoJo Siwa come out, when I see people like Lil Nas X doing what the fuck Lil Nas X does, just going the fuck off. And it's just showing people and showing like youth that it is okay to be exactly who you are.
Well, also just if it bothers you so much, move on.
Right.
Move.
And
on.
Also too, like, I feel like because the internet allows you to connect with people, it's like you can always find someone who's into the same shit or is similar to you. And just like you can find your community.
Yeah.
Even though I am still the number one noob on Reddit, I will say that I love nothing more than being in the Bull Terrier subreddit because like these are my people.
It's very apparent.
These are my people.
Like, I know.
My friends, I have to be conscious of how many photos I send of Moose or like even other Bull Terriers them because like they love Moose. Don't get me wrong. They think he's like one of the best dogs ever, but like.
Right.
They don't have the burning love that I do for Bull Terriers. Mm-hmm. And so with the Bull Terrier subreddit, I found my people.
Yeah. You know, if I was going to have to choose like a retirement community for you tomorrow, I would say, is there one that kind of just like puts Bull Terrier memes above others?
Right.
And it's not even necessarily memes. You don't even need the meme.
Oh, it's not a meme. It's just a photo.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will gladly look at a Bull Terrier sitting on a couch.
What community do you think has benefited most from the internet? And what community do you think has had most of its pride taken away from the internet?
Ooh. I mean, I want to say the LGBTQIA plus community has probably benefited the most.
Yes.
And like that, and I think like any niche, overarching niche, I feel like, because you can connect with people.
Well, also, I think for people that like are on their way out of this world, who thought that acronym that you say a lot better than I do, because I feel like I kind of missed the last two. Uh-huh. You give it to me one more time.
LGBTQIA plus.
LGBT, got that part. QIA plus. Okay, got it. I just learned it that quick. It's not that hard. If you haven't figured it out, figure it out. I think they thought it was a lot more niche.
Yeah.
Than it is.
Right.
Than it was and is.
Well, also just sexuality is so fluid now. So and that's why like, it's just so fluid. So it's not even, I don't know.
Well, I also think that as someone who grew up in a very religious family, I also think that the amount of information that is going out and trying to figure out how to delineate the, if you are a part of this community, you can no longer be a part of this community.
Right.
It's just like, no, there might be some gray area or no, maybe the Old Testament isn't the thing that we're all going to hang our hat on. Or, oh, maybe there's enough space for everyone to live in a world where not everyone has to be wrong for the people to be right.
Right.
Sorry, my tangent.
No, go off, babe. Go off, Shboob.
I went off.
Go off, Shboob.
I'm done going off. Back to you. Oh, okay, got it. So that's the one that benefited the most. Which one got kicked in the dick the most?
Oh my God, I'm so sorry if that was like an actively loud swallow.
You know, it's okay.
Probably like crime rings.
Crime rings?
Crime rings. Yeah, because I feel like before, like I want to say like harassment.
Yeah.
Assault.
Yeah.
Like police brutality of any kind. Mm-hmm. Like the shit that just happened and no one knew about.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like I think now that we have the internet and you can share and people have access to that information.
I think crime rings are still alive and well. I think maybe the mob. I think the mob took a hit.
You think?
Yeah. I don't think the mob is as strong as it used to be.
I know nothing about the mob.
Well, I watched The Sopranos.
Okay. That's my parents' favorite show right now. Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
My parents, you should FaceTime my mom. She would love to talk to you.
She hasn't seen the whole Sopranos?
They just finished.
They just finished? Controversial ending.
Yeah, I have no idea. You should call Gail and talk to
her
about this.
You wouldn't like The Sopranos.
She told me that I would, and I was like,
That you would like it?
Yeah.
Oh, we can try.
That's okay. There's so many. I get intimidated when there's a show that has like 14 seasons going into it.
Yeah, Sopranos and Mad Men both kind of fall in that same bucket because it's just like they're season 1, 2, 3, like, woo, yeah, last season, absolutely. And then in the middle, it's like they got like renewed for like 6 seasons.
Right.
And the guys were like, oh, okay.
Let's drag this shit out.
Well, just, okay, we'll just take our sweet time. And it's not to say that there's not, you know, good information there, but like, yeah, yeah. Hopefully that doesn't happen with our podcast.
So the mob took a hit.
I think the mob took a hit.
Okay.
Because I don't think the mob, because crime rings, think about it. I mean, there's a lot of pyramid schemes going on the internet. There's a lot of phishing. There's a lot of like scammy things that you can like exploit. Yeah. There's a lot of, hey, send me 100 Bitcoin and I'll send you 1,000 back.
Uh-huh.
Which by the way.
That old good old deal.
By the way, if anyone wants to send us Bitcoin, that would be great.
We will accept it.
We will accept it.
Yes.
I don't know if it's anything back, but we will accept that.
We will accept it.
We should accept Bitcoin on our Shopify site. That'd be sick.
Yeah. I don't necessarily know if we'd get any bites with that one, but.
But it'd be pretty cool if we did.
Love the idea.
Should we start our own coin?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That seems like a lot.
Okay.
I the Lord DIY coin is like too overwhelming for me and I don't even know what's going on.
I'll circle back on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to kind of get like a quick read from you on that.
Okay.
That's all. So as far as if you were given the chancellor or chancellor gender specific, I don't think it is.
Chancellor
Angela Merkel is. I for sure butchered that. I think it's the chancellor of Germany is Angela, right? Angela.
I have no idea.
Fuck. Sorry, everyone from Germany. There's probably only about 100 of you, but you're all mad at me now.
Yes.
And I'm so sorry.
Yes.
My American is showing. Anyway, if you were the chancellor of the Suez Canal, how would you fix that problem?
fuck. I just like, I don't know. I don't know.
You know who has a majority of that ship?
Who?
Not majority, but a lot of it. IKEA.
Really?
Yeah. It's like 50,000. Like just IKEA is just, yeah. The amount of people's like bed frames that are on that thing.
Oh,
not good.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh shit. That's tough. That's tough. Wait, we didn't react to the TikTok.
Oh, let's do it.
Okay.
But shouldn't we have already played that?
Well, we kind of missed the boat on that one. Okay, so for our audio and listeners, I'm going to walk this out for you. Okay, so we've got Katniss Everdeen in the little thing. Katniss Everdeen is the only bitch that can get through it one time, and she's blocking the whole thing, and you pull out, there's a map, and then you see every other boat that can now not go through that one channel because of Katniss Everdeen, and it is overwhelming how many little dots are on
both
the
fucking
map.
Sides.
On both sides. Well, because there's only one way in, one way
one
out.
One way in, right. Yeah.
And it's like one of the main, oh my God, that is so stressful to watch. Holy shit.
But also like a good indication that maybe similar to like our own lives, we should have a backup plan, and the backup plan shouldn't be going south of Africa.
Yeah. Having to go all the way around.
Right.
Yeah, that ain't it.
Wait, so like in your own mental health journey, you have like own, you don't just have like one solution, right? There are multiple things.
Yeah.
That yeah sounded like a no.
There is. Like, you've got your, I've got like my 911 exit plan.
Which is called Xanax. Okay.
It's like the restart button. Or okay. The control alt delete.
I would say that's the shutdown button.
It's the shutdown button.
That's when you hold power. Right.
You hold power and it stops everything it's doing.
And
then you come back.
25 minutes.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You come back and everything's still hot.
Yes.
And like things are still like
a little slow.
It goes, you restarted because of a problem.
Yes.
Would you like us to restore? And you restore things and like about half of everything is saved.
Yeah.
Honestly, a lot closer as a depiction than I would have anticipated going into that.
Yeah, that's not far off.
Yeah.
It's not far off.
Yeah.
So you're 911 option. You also have got like your therapy, grounding, breath work options.
Oh.
Which they're good.
Lauren today almost killed me because we were in the middle of like a little tiff. And it's not anything bigger than that. And I do this thing sometimes when Lauren's gets really, 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 really tense, where I go,
ooh.
Oh,
ooh.
And every woman on this podcast is going to go, you fuck. You and every guy fucking is going to go like, yeah, you idiot. And so I do this thing sometimes where we'll, you know, she'll like be,
You know what? You only do this too when we're at like, we're so close to being on the same page about something and it just sets us back 10 steps.
So when I sense that Lauren's a little on edge, maybe even
you've put me on edge. Anyway. You put me there.
Anyway, point is, when I sense that like things are just a little bit too tense, I'll do this thing where I go, okay, let's, and I audibly breathe to create space. And Lauren looks at me as if I.
No, it's not to take space. You're completely, completely not telling this properly. I'm gonna drop kick you all the way to Katniss Everdeen.
Did you wanna interject?
Yeah, okay. I do. I would like to.
So that was my perspective, but okay.
So when Jeremy thinks that he is winning and I'm
this is the thing with you. You think it's more of a competition than I do. I swear.
No, but okay, let me give my perspective. So when what?
I love this. This is funny.
When Jeremy, actually, maybe it's not when you're winning. And here's
what
and
is this
here's,
thing?
Here's healthy tip number one is that you are winning or you're losing.
No, if anyone's winning or losing, you're both losing.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's very toxic. When Jeremy feels like when I'm starting to overheat, right? So if I'm the laptop again, and Jeremy thinks that I'm en route.
On the brink of
needing overheat.
Uh-huh.
Except for when the shutdown button is my fist in your face. It's not like a go somewhere else. It's like top explosion level, right, of anger.
Uh-huh.
So when Jeremy thinks that I'm building towards that, uh-huh, he'll pause and he'll insinuate that I need to breathe and take a breath.
How fucking dare I?
And it's not to create space.
Okay.
It's to insinuate that I'm getting too worked up and too emotional about what we're talking about, and you're trying to take control of the situation and telling me that you are already in control, but I am losing control. And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is why Jeremy almost dies when we are so close. We are so close to being on the same page.
I think that's a very jaded way to look at that, but okay.
So if you want to make your partner irate, You pause the conversation, especially when you're super, super close to like being done and it's like about to like be okay again, and you tell them to take a breath. I don't say take a breath. You're like, oh, breathe. And I'm like, I'm so angry.
One might say that reaction means that I might've been onto something, but yeah, I hear you. People in the audio side, are they okay?
Are they funny? Should I leave?
I just like, I don't think that people that can't talk about the way that they act when they're upset are ready to talk about how they,
you're only allowed to say that. You're only allowed to say that if you're not the one inflicting the reasons why they need to be upset though.
I don't understand.
Of course you don't.
Explain it to me. I'm dumb.
Okay, if you were Katniss Everdeen, what would you do to fix the situation?
I'd call up that little short fucker. What's his name?
PETA?
Yeah.
Yeah, PETA is really short, actually.
PETA.
Yeah.
The backstory of PETA. So PETA and I had an X-Fling.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I bet PETA did not like that you were like 10 inches taller.
I don't think he did at all.
Yeah, I don't think that PETA would like that. That's so nice.
My bad, Joshy Poo.
That's so nice.
You know, whatever.
I had such a crush on him and... This is going to sound so mean. I had such a crush on him and then I realized how short he was.
That's mean.
It's mean.
That's mean.
It's mean.
That's mean.
I know.
He can't help it.
I know.
He can't help it.
I know.
Just like I couldn't help it that I grew up to be very tall and,
right,
you know, above average height.
It's no one's fault.
And oddly proportional as we've discussed.
Right.
Except for my body's not that proportional.
Okay.
Just.
You're long.
What?
What?
Yeah, I'm long.
Body wise?
Yeah.
You are a fucking long boy.
Yeah, I'm a beanstalk.
You're a beanstalk.
I'm a
yeah.
beanstalk.
Yeah, you're a beanstalk for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
fucking, we can't get past this. Okay, so if I was Katniss Everdeen, I can't believe it's all IKEA stuff on there. I saw another funny TikTok where someone was driving by. We were just all over the place.
No one has ever wondered if we're ADHD.
Ever.
Ever until this podcast.
Yes.
And now they can both see that we are both.
Yes. Yes.
We have so much exciting shit going on.
Yeah.
We're on the precipice also of announcing so much of it. But yeah. We can't talk about it.
Yes.
Subscribe.
There's another funny TikTok where the guy is driving by. And so he's filming Katniss Everdeen. And he was like.
Which is the ever given in case anyone's hopping
no,
on
we,
a little bit
we are all, No, we're all
Got
there.
It.
We're
it's
all on the
Katniss
same page.
Everdeen.
Wait, what did he say? Fuck, let me. I don't want to twist his words because his joke was funny and I want to mess it up. Oh, wait. I thought you can play this one.
Great. Let's do
okay.
It.
Hang on, everyone. We're gonna put this on screen as well. But audio listeners, I'm gonna put you up to the mic.
If you're wondering where your order is, it's coming. If you're wondering where your order is, it's coming.
If I were for Postmates or DoorDash, that's what I would be sending people every time they order.
Oh my god. Oh, that shit is so funny. And he's not filming Katniss Everdeen. He's filming one of the boats who is stuck behind Katniss Everdeen.
Can you imagine? I was talking to my mom about this yesterday. Can you imagine? You are either driving along, mind your own business, going down the Suez, as one does,
uh-huh,
and you see this fucking boat just tank in front of you, and you have nowhere to go. And you're trapped. Not the boat that's trapped, but the one that's fully operational right behind it.
Oh my God, yeah, what happens there?
Or can you imagine? It's like the turn lane. Where like you're just about to be thwarted off, and you realize you pass your last exit that you could have gone in.
I get so stressed
and
when
you
happens.
You get the radio that goes, hey, everyone turn back. Don't go, you gotta turn back around. Go south, don't go through the canal. And now you're not even like the second one, the sandwich in there.
Yep.
You're on the end, but you're just past the point of no return.
Right.
Where you can't really back it up.
Yep, that's tough. I wonder if boats can go backwards. But they can, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, yes.
I don't know how boats work. No idea. My dad's gonna be so mad that I asked that question. He's a boat guy, kind of.
Well, just either propulsion that way or that way.
Oh yeah, I guess.
And then just a rudder that goes either way.
Okay, so what I thought you were gonna say, and then I was mistaken, was that I thought we were talking about the boat that would have been like, I wonder how fast boats need to like stop.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, you know when like a train stops and like the train behind it needs like a shit ton of like runoff time to like actually stop?
Right.
You wonder how that works.
Well,
also, this is a fucking riveting conversation.
No, but I think it's like planes when they're about to like hit the ground.
Yeah.
They start, I think they literally hit like the gas in reverse.
Oh.
So it's like they're like going. Well, it's like a,
ooh, like in Mario Kart when you hit the drift and you're kind of braking while going.
I don't think that's a good example actually at all.
Okay.
But I think that's actually closer to the train example.
Okay.
Because I think the train, you can't really like, if you started going backwards, it would lock everything and break everything. Whereas the boat example, you can literally like, you're going this way, but you could like fire it the opposite way.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of slows everything down.
I have no idea.
Yeah, fuck me, huh? Let's move on. what? That's my general guess.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Jeremy, dear
yes,
sir.
Yes, my love.
How are...
By everything.
Give me a Katniss Everdeen moment in your life. Are you Katniss Everdeening right now in any way?
Oh, where like one thing's jamming me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you jammed?
I'm jammed.
Okay.
I'm plugged up. I'm backed up. I'm backed up.
Do you need a Pepto?
No.
Do you need a Pepto?
No, there's one thing that I need and I'm already in the works for it.
Okay.
You know what it is.
I do.
You teed that up as if I could talk about it.
I was hoping that you would give me a different answer.
Okay. Have I ever Katniss Everdeened?
You've definitely Katniss Everdeened at some point.
Yes, I have. I'm just trying to figure out which Katniss Everdeen I want to talk about.
Okay, well, lay it on us.
I think the biggest Katniss Everdeen I've ever been in is when you stick in any agreement, whether it's personal, mm-hmm. business, a mixture, hybrid, too long.
When you what?
When you're in any relationship
that just stays
a little past the welcome time.
Yep.
The expiration date.
I am fucking notorious for that.
I think some people are so, and you know what? It's different because I think that back in the day mm-hmm. when like you made a decision and a commitment, you stuck with that for life.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily like stick with the modern era very well.
You know what? This is actually very similar to like my medication situation is that like you stay because you're comfortable and you know what to expect.
Yeah.
And then it's just like that moment of uncomfortability.
Right.
And sometimes it works out for the best.
Right,
you know
right,
what I
yeah.
mean? Like, and because you left,
you'll stick with it.
You'll stick with it. So mm-hmm. you stick with it and you know, it's sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad. And then, so I left the land of comfort and, you know, took myself to rock bottom. But, and this is like where we had our conversation yesterday when we realized that things are really bad. I got comfortable being in rock bottom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. I found not routine, but like things felt, I don't want to say comfortable because I'm fucking not comfortable.
Yeah, but no one chooses alcoholism.
Right.
No one chooses being addicted.
You get stuck in that pattern, right. that routine.
Yeah.
And so then to like leave, so I'm Katniss Everdeening. I was, before I sent that email to my psychiatrist, I was Katniss Everdeening myself and I was stuck.
You were.
Stuck.
You were.
And unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I hope to unstick and go to Bikini Bottom.
Yeah.
If someone didn't listen to this podcast from the beginning and they just hopped in at any moment between Katniss Everdeen and Bikini Bottom, they'd be like, what in the actual fuck is going on?
No, I think anyone who's used to us at this point, especially the folks in, you know, Latvia, Brazil,
Tasmania,
India and Tasmania.
Yes.
Those people in particular.
Really get it.
They get it.
They get it.
They get us.
They get it.
Everybody else from America and Canada, it's a crapshoot. It's a crapshoot. Speaking of America and Canada, how excited are you by the idea that we might be able to go see parts of America and Canada sooner than later?
Very excited. Actually, maybe I shouldn't talk about this. I think I bamboozled myself. I think I can bamboozle, not the system, but there are workarounds. Not workarounds. There are very legal and allowed ways for a Canadian to go back to Canada.
Did you want to share that system on?
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay. I didn't think we're going to take it there, but yeah.
Yeah. No, but I think once I'm vaccinated, you can't come. It's only because like Canada has to accept me back as a citizen. But I think that there is a system in which I could go back to Canada.
What will you do if you go to Canada?
Yeah.
Everything's fine. And then you go back to the border and like, nah, you can't come back. And it's just, you're without me and Moose for the foreseeable future.
Control or delete.
Okay.
Yeah. Restart button.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
What if they were like, it's going to take 6 months. Fuck. What would you do?
Control or delete.
Okay. What would you actually do?
What would I actually do?
Yeah.
I don't know. Spoob. I don't know. You made me cry. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Moose and I'd be fine. I mean, we might starve to death, but we'd be fine.
You would literally starve to death.
Yeah.
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 Jeremy, when Jeremy, I go to the grocery store like once a week and Jeremy doesn't even know what Jeremy needs in the kitchen because Jeremy just eats what I put in the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know.
You got mad the other day for not having any syrup. And we use two different syrups. I have like a lower sugar syrup and Jeremy has like a full sugar syrup.
Yeah, you have light. Yeah, Life is too short.
Okay, you know what though? I like so much syrup that it is not okay how many calories and just like how sugary it is if I were to use regular syrup. So the compromise is that I can use as much syrup as I want, but it's the fake sugar syrup, which is probably equally as bad for you, you know, like in the grand scheme of things, but it makes me feel better. And so anyways, where I was going with this, that Jeremy uses a separate syrup. And so I didn't know that the Jeremy syrup was gone.
The Jeremy syrup.
And he got mad when there was no Jeremy syrup for him to use.
The Jeremy syrup.
Yeah. Maybe let's not say that. That's not good. Well, let me backtrack that.
Let's double down on that.
Yeah. Let's double down on that. The Jeremy.
That's sticky.
Yeah. I hate that. Hate that. The syrup that Jeremy uses. He was mad when it was gone. And I was like, Jeremy.
I'm mad.
You were outraged at our Postmates.
I was mad that I didn't get any syrup with the order of pancakes.
Anyways, the conversation was, Jeremy, I can't buy you more syrup that you like unless you tell me that you are out of syrup.
I'm just saying, how would I eat pancakes without syrup? It makes no sense.
I mean, I agree.
That's dumb.
No, but then you refused to use the light syrup as well.
Well, that's not real syrup.
Yeah. So you Katniss Everdeened yourself in this situation.
Actually, I'm pretty sure there was syrup. I just didn't have enough of it. Yeah, there was. They didn't mess up at all. I'm just being a persnickety bitch.
Persnickety bitch.
I don't feel like you needed to double down on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we outside of
what?
Oh, you just had a as if you were about to burst through the scene with something exciting to say.
Nope.
No. Okay. Got it. We have a outside of our general. You still with us?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll start again here. So outside of having a lot of announcements. You look like you're about to either fall asleep or cry.
I got the post-yawn tearies. Okay, go ahead.
So outside of the announcements that we can't talk about that we've hyped up, the merch that's not available but we talked about, and the mental health journey that I'm sure is going to lead us out of rock bottom and into bikini bottoms.
Yes, thank God.
For the boys. Why is it bad that I want to see you in bikini bottoms?
You can be sad and look good in bikini bottoms.
No one likes a sad girl in bikini bottoms. That's sad.
I am a sad girl in bikini bottoms.
No. You're en route to being a happy girl in bikini bottoms.
Well.
Anyway, we got some fucking fire guests coming up.
Yep.
We have some non-traditional or people that I don't think people are going to expect us to have on.
Yeah? You think?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, if there's anyone specific that you guys want to see as a guest, we will try to make that happen as much as we possibly can through our limited connections of people. It's also just like having not really met anyone new for the last like
year,
14 months.
Yeah.
It's like, it's weird. It's weird with like networking.
It's weird because like as a salesperson, you know, you don't have a soul and you're like used to like reaching out to people and being like, when can you give me 10 minutes for me to sell you something that you don't think you want right now? Like I'm used to that conversation.
Yeah.
It's weird when it comes to people's time though.
Yeah, 100%.
Like I have no problem saying I have done my outside research of your business and give me 15 minutes. And that part doesn't seem weird to me. It does seem weird to be like, hey, we've never met in person. Would you like to come on our podcast?
Totally.
That's weird.
Right.
Even though it's not, it shouldn't be weird.
But it is.
But it is weird because we haven't seen each other in person.
Yep.
And also the thought of like having a remote in with people we've never met is weird.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not good at all.
It's not good.
But that's coming to a close-ish.
Soon.
Sooneth.
Super sooneth.
Sooneth. I'm so excited to take off these jeans, finish my laundry that I did, sit on the couch. I wish we had more Marvel movies, but we've watched them all.
Oh my God, Jeremy and I watched the entire MCU in timelines order.
So we watched all of X-Men beginning to end.
I forgot that we did that.
Which is also Marvel. And then we watched all of Marvel.
Yes.
Beginning to end.
And now we're lost.
And now we're lost. We have no purpose. We have no purpose. You know what I'd like to watch?
What would you like to watch?
I think that there's some good international things out there.
Okay.
That like Money Heist-esque kind of things.
Loved Money Heist.
So if you are from particularly one of our top countries, which as we said again, are Latvia, Tasmania, which is not a country, India and Brazil.
Yes.
Right? Tasmania also, they speak English. So kind of pushes that out there, but not really.
Okay.
I would love to see some international suggestions.
Great. Let us
know. Do you know how to see international suggestions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Leave them in the comments. Leave them in the comments.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then back for more next week?
Yes.
Wait, what's next week? Is that, do we have a, Oh yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah?
Yeah, smash that subscribe, hit the fucking bell. Subscribe bell. I didn't know there was a bell part.
That's it for notifications.
Why would you not have hit the bell?
Yeah.
Are there people out there that are subscribed to us that haven't hit the bell?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Guaranteed.
What do we do about that?
The bell rate is very low. You'd be offended at how low the bell rate is.
Oh, people that click the bell?
Yeah.
Should we kick everyone off that hasn't hit the bell?
No, that'd be very detrimental to us.
Can we see who hasn't hit the bell?
Yes.
We can?
Percentage-wise,
they're
yes.
All off. Kick them off. Either we got to be best friends or no friends. I don't want any half okay. And half outs.
All right. You heard over here first.
I do.
Jeremy only wants to be friends with you if you've hit the bell. So hit the bell.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Got it.
What podcast has this been?
This has been Motherfucking Frenemies, my favorite podcast of all time.
That quickly, is becoming your new favorite.
Quickly becoming my favorite podcast of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
This is Frenemies.
And am I Trisha?
I am Trisha. You are Ethan. And okay. That's all for today. Bye.
Night, Latvia.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.